Hello, everybody. This is Robert Merrill, and I'm honored to be today's guest on Guest Star.
The United States Treasury Department presents Guest Star with Joel Heron and his orchestra, yours truly, Del Sharbat, and featuring today, Mr. Robert Merrill. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Del Sharbat, your host for Guest Star, a transcribed feature for a savings bond presented as a contribution by this station in the public interest. 1961 marks the 20th anniversary of the United States Savings Bonds Program. And today, more than ever, there's no safer, no finer way to invest in your own and your nation's security. Where you bank or through payroll savings where you work. Buy United States Savings Bonds. And now, ladies and gentlemen, one of America's most distinguished, most versatile performers, Mr. Robert Merrill, with It Ain't Necessarily So.
It ain't necessarily so. The things that you're liable to read in the Bible, it ain't necessarily so. Little David was small but a man. Little David was small but a man. Before the Goliath, who lay down and died, little David was small but a man. Put a lot of water. Scatter water. Yeah. Old Jonah, he lived in the well. Old Jonah, he lived in the well. Oh, he made his home in that fish's abdomen. Old Jonah, he lived in the well. Little Moses was found in a stream. Little Moses was found in a stream. He floated on water till old Pharaoh's daughter, she fished him, she said, from that stream. Where do you? Zimbabwe-loo. Put a lot of water. Scatty-wa. Yeah. But it ain't necessarily so. It ain't necessarily so. The things that you're liable to read in the Bible, it ain't necessarily so. To get into heaven, don't snap for a seven. Lifting, don't have no phone. Or takes the gospel whenever 'tis possible. But with a grain of salt. Methuselah lived 900 years. Methuselah lived 900 years. But who calls that living when no gal is given? Then, well, man, it's 900 years. I'm preaching this sermon a show. It ain't necessarily so.
Thank you, Robert Merrill. You certainly do a great job on that wonderful number from Porgy and Bess.
Well, thank you, Del. It is a wonderful number, one I always have a lot of fun with.
I guess singing popular songs amounts to relaxation for a star of the Metropolitan Opera.
That's right, but let's not overlook this point. A very great number of so-called popular songs are every bit as grand as grand opera. Good music, be it opera or Dixieland jazz, if it's played well, it's good music, and I simply enjoy music.
And everyone enjoys the music you sing, Bob, so let's put you back to work.
Work, Del? As you said, it's relaxation. Here's a fine ballad now, I Only Have Eyes for You.
Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright, 'cause I only have eyes for you, dear. The moon may be high, but I can't see a thing in the sky, 'cause I only have eyes for you. I don't know if we're in a garden. Maybe millions of people go by, but they all disappear from view. Oh, I only have eyes for you. I don't know if we're in a garden or on a crowded avenue. You are here, so am I. Maybe millions of people go by, but they all disappear from you. For I only have eyes for you.
Thank you, Robert Merrill. You may not call it work, but you certainly sell a song.
Well, thanks, Del. You know, I figured selling was in style this month on Guest Star. Isn't it Retailer's Month?
Oh, you're so right, and so well prepared, just like it was written for you.
I'll confess, Del, it was, and I might as well read the rest of it. Quote, this is the 20th anniversary year of the United States Savings Bonds Program. Each month during 1961... a special salute goes to one of the great volunteer groups which have helped the Treasury sell bonds to the American people since 1941. This month, a salute to retailers, unquote.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, as Robert Merrill has told you, the Treasury this month salutes the nation's retail merchants, one of the volunteer groups that helped most to get the bond program started in 1941. During World War II, retailers spearheaded the home front effort, sponsoring bond rallies and parades, selling bonds to their customers, advertising, promoting, merchandising, doing everything they knew how to make the nation's war finance program succeed. And one important result was the building of huge community reserves of purchasing power in United States savings bonds. Today, the public owns an all-time record amount of $43 billion in Series E and H bonds. That's a good business insurance policy for every city in America.
Right, Del. So hats off to America's retailers for promoting the bonds. And hats off to you, customers, for buying. You know, there's no better investment, no finer way to save, than through Uncle Sam's savings bonds.
Thanks, Bob. Well, now, as long as we're relaxing to music, you can really relax now as Joel Herron and the orchestra take over. Here's Joel's arrangement of Manhattan. Thanks, Joel. Well, Robert Merrill, our time is running short, so we'd better get right to another number from you.
Dell, if you don't think I'm rushing the season, I'd like to do what I consider one of the finest things ever to come out of the musical theater, September Song.
When I was a young man courting the girls, I played me a waiting game. If a maid refused me with tossing curls, I let the old earth take a couple of whirls. While I plied her with tears in lieu of pearls. And as time came around, she came my way. As time came around, she came. Oh, it's a long, long while, from May to December. But the days grow short when you reach September. When the autumn weather turns the leaves to flame. One hasn't got time for the waiting game. Oh, the days dwindle down to a precious few. September, November, and these few precious days I'll spend with you. These precious days I'll spend with you. All the days dwindle down to a precious few. September. Precious days I'll spend with you. These precious days I'll spend
You've been listening to Guest Star, a transcribed feature for Savings Bonds, which today featured Robert Merrill. The time for this program is donated by this station every week in the public interest. The Treasury Department thanks your station and Robert Merrill for their contribution to the Savings Bonds program. Next week, we'll be having some more good music, and we'll be welcoming another famous guest star, so we hope you'll be on hand. Meanwhile, this is Del Sherbert saying so long and reminding you that this year, the United States Treasury Department celebrates the 20th anniversary of savings bonds. Savings bonds are your shares in America, the safest, finest way to save. Buy bonds where you work or where you bank.